I am Andrea.
And I'm Bess, and we are moms from smartsocial.com, and we are so excited to be back with Mom Talk. Andrea and I took a little break from Mom Talk over the summer. Both of our kids were home. We are both working mamas, so we're very lucky that Smart Social gives us some flexibility, but we really miss coming together on Mom Talk. Our work continued all summer that we had our Smart Social newsletters and all of our resources we continue to update, so we really put our time into those efforts this summer. But now that our kids are away from the house a little bit and we have more time to ourselves, we are back with Mom Talk. So Andrea, I'm super excited to be back and chat with you today.
Me too. I mean, I know I get to like see you and chat for work stuff, you know, through the week, but it's just so nice to be able to do this again in our nice little, we're in a new kitchen for those who can see us. But yeah, it feels good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot this summer. Josh and I were talking the other day, just looking at June and July and how much actually got done. We made some really great changes to the format of a lot of our pages, especially the big topics that we feel like every parent of middle school, high school, even elementary kids want to know right now. So those are really great pages to look at. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But how was your summer overall? Kids being home? What happened?
Yes, technically my kids are still home. So we still have a week left. So they'll start next week, midweek. You know, it's been good. I'd say overall it was a good thing. But so I don't know if everyone knows this, but I was a stay-at-home mom for 12 years. And this was my first summer working with kids. And it was hard. You know, it was really hard. I did it. We're almost done, but I feel like I let my kids down. Like, I feel like I just guilt, you know, it wasn't just this free summer of what should we do today? Full of activities. It was, oh, mama's got to work today. So I know people deal with that and struggle with it all the time. And we made it through and my kids are fine for it. They're no worse off. But, you know, as a mom, I just feel like guilty.
Yeah, I hear you. I've worked for a while, but this was the most hours I've ever had over the summer. So in the past, I could always wake up early, stay up late, get it done. We'd have whatever flexibility we wanted during the day, but I paid a lot for summer camp, which was good for them. I think primarily because the point that the summer camps came up, they were very hooked on their video games and their tablets. So it was just a really great way to get them out of the house, get me some time. They were doing something that they were interested in other than those video games. So I wish summer camp would have lasted all summer just for that aspect of it was time that they were not on a screen.
Yes, I understand. How do you handle the screen time when they're home? Like, how do you guys approach screen time?
Well, recently at the end of the summer, it was not the best way to handle it. I would yell at them and say, get off, and we would take away privileges. And I just felt like all summer we had been trying to set the boundaries and set the rules and the expectations. And every day, every week, it would slide a little bit more, a little bit more. And then before I knew it, they were spending 4 or 5 hours, because I would work 4 or 5 hours, they would be on their screens. And we got to the point of there's no going back in the rules and taking away little by little. We've just tried to disconnect as much as we can now that they are back in school. It has been really nice that, you know, the rule in our family has always been no screens, no TV before school. Mm-hmm. Sleep in, go brush your teeth. Let's read a book if we have some extra time, or play a card game.
Yeah.
So now there are no video games until they get home. I let them play for 30 minutes to decompress after school. And my personal goal is to be done with work by the time they are home so that I can go and help them find something else to do and redirect their time, which is hard for me because I would just keep working. I love what we do. So I would just keep working, but I love my kids more. So I just have to make that break and help them reestablish those boundaries for themselves. And so how are you coming out of summer and screens?
Oh man. So we did at the beginning of the summer, I basically made a list for all the kids, kind of a checklist, because I knew what it was going to be. I knew typically they'd wake up in the morning and immediately, can I play Switch? Can I turn the TV? Can I do anything with a screen? And so I set out like a checklist at the beginning of the year or beginning of the summer for each kid, different things that they had to accomplish before they could touch a screen. And then they got 2 hours. They could use those 2 hours however they wanted. We've got a Nintendo Switch that they can play, or they could watch some TV or the iPad. They could do some iPad stuff. But I would say overall, it's worked pretty well. Although the problem is, I have three kids, and the problem is I noticed that they would like stack their time. So like one kid would start their time and then the other one would kind of inch in and like watch them. So then they're also in front of a screen, but it's not counting on their time. So
kids.
Oh, I was like, what are you all doing? Like, this wasn't the way it was supposed to be. But overall, I think they stuck to it pretty well. Right now, since they're home, they're all off doing their screen time. But it helped, I think, motivate them, one, to get dressed in the morning. Otherwise, they try to stay in their pajamas all day. And two, it just gave them some goals. And I like goals. I like a good checklist. So I think I'd say it worked pretty well. There's still times where I was like, this is too much. It still felt too much. Because then in the evening, you know, they'll be like, can we watch a show? Can we watch something together? You know, they'll use it as, let's watch together. I'm like, oh, but you were already on it for so long today.
Well, the one thing that we started noticing was we would use up our time at home and then go to a friend's house. And then myself and the other moms started catching on. They're playing screens at your house too.
Yes. Okay.
So the two families have gotten together. I should say the two sets of parents have gotten together on a mission to cut the screens. They're not back in school yet, but we're all cutting the screens. You can go play at the house, but you may only play outside. You can go to the house, but there's at least 45 minutes of playtime before you can touch a screen. So we are all on the same page, which I think has been really helpful for us of getting the other friend and the other family on board that we're all doing this together. So it's not just I'm the terrible mom because I'm the one saying no when your friend comes over. Both moms are mean.
It's good though. That is so good to be able to find some family friends that you can do that with, because it's hard.
If you would like your school or community to pay for a partnership, which would pay for VIP access for your entire community, just share smartsocial.com with your school's principal, with your school board, with your superintendent, maybe a PTA. If you are part of that organization, just help bring all of the ready-made parent education resources to your community as a whole. So it's great when one parent is learning about all this, but I think as a community, it really helps when there's lots of people working together for the same general ideas and learning about the same things with the resources we have at Smart Social. So school will start for you soon. You'll get there. I know it.
Oh, I know. And I feel sad. You know, I like having them home. Like I like seeing them all day. My grocery bill is going to go down, which will be nice because I swear they just snack or want to do electronics all day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're good kids. I think they've had a decent summer. I look back on it, Beth, when I was a kid, we used to stay home with the babysitter for a while. And then when my brother and I were old enough, we stayed home by ourselves because my parents both went to work. Mm-hmm. And we watched so much TV. We literally would watch TV. It'd be on like all day almost sometimes because that, you know, my mom didn't want us out running around out of the house when they weren't there. And so, you know, we'd watch The Price is Right and Little House on the Prairie. And I think, and we're okay.
Yes. In the long run, I think just if you're having this thought or this question, you're thinking about it for your kids and there's good things happening. So I really feel like the more engaged we can be, the better our kids are going to be. But in the long run, we all need to give ourselves a break too. And they're going to be okay because we are giving it some thought.
Yes, definitely.
All right, let's take a little break and hear from Josh real quick. And then we'll be back to talk about one of those brand new resources specifically about video games that I think parents should check out very soon, especially if you're trying to break this addiction that has built up over the summer. And then we'll talk about a little bit of what is coming to Smart Social soon.
You're listening to the SmartSocial.com podcast. Each week, we help parents and educators keep students safe on social media so they can someday shine online. Make sure you join our newsletter to get the most up-to-date social media alerts at smartsocial.com/newsletter. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we send out the latest social media app resources that help parents and educators to navigate this challenging landscape with their students. Now let's get to the program.
So one of the things that I talked about at the beginning was we have edited some of our pages, some of the most popular pages and the most popular topics, to really give parents and students and teachers quick tips and really good information in just short bites. So we have really tried to focus down getting our videos and getting a lot of our tips down into just a couple minutes of information. So if you are running short on time, a lot of our resources now will give you a 3-minute or less video right from the start that gives you the basics of everything you need. So I love that we are creating these videos. One that we have specifically done that for is called The Pros and Cons of Video Games for Your Family. Just like we were talking about, there are good things and there are bad things about video games. I think very often when you and I get to the point where we are right now of stress and frustration of video games, it all feels bad, right? Nothing is good. But we know that there are pros of playing video games. There are opportunities there. So students want to explain that to us. And I think a lot of times our kids don't have the words or the knowledge of how to explain that to parents. So Josh likes to say we take a little bit of the student side on this, of showing parents what the pros are. We're taking the parent side of it, of showing kids what cons are. And then hopefully our resources are helping parents and students come together to talk about what's right for your family. So pros and cons of video games. We're not telling you which way to go. We're just showing you what to talk about. So if you haven't seen that resource yet, we will link to it below, or just go to smartsocial.com, search for video games, and that one should come up near the top of those search results for you.
Yeah, I think that's a great resource because so many of our kids want to play video games. And as a parent, you want them to be safe on it, but you want them to have fun. And there are definitely ways to do that, that they can have a really good time and yet be safer.
There are so many different types of video games too. So this one resource gives parents just questions overall of how to think about video games as a whole, but then what to look for in each specific type of video game. So I love this resource. We came up with a family checklist to know whether a certain game is right for you. And then as always, we have very specific guides for different video games that parents that have information that parents need to know. So this summer we updated Minecraft, Among Us, Roblox, Call of Duty. Gosh, what else? You did a lot of them.
Yeah, hard to remember. We did Apex Legends. That was actually a new one for the site.
Yeah. So if there is a video game that you want to play as a family, or that you're considering whether letting your students play, just go to smartsocial.com and search for that game. And if we have a guide for that game, it will come up in the search. If we don't have a guide for that game, let us know that you're looking for information about it. We started the Apex Legends guide this summer because we talked to a lot of students, and that was one that a couple of them talked about playing. And we said, we know nothing about this game. So we went out and we figured it out. We tested it out. And now we have a great parent guide to help parents understand. So just let us know, smartsocial.com/contact, if there is a game or an app or a social media site that your kids want that we haven't yet covered. We'll give you some good information about it.
Yeah. We love to give you what you want. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So beyond video games, we know that kids are still on social media. So we've looked at a couple of things for this month about what kids are doing on social media. Do you want to share with us an app that you have been looking at recently? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So there's this app called Wink, and it is specifically designed to search for new friends. And then you basically take those friends that you find online and you move to Snapchat. And then you can start sending snaps and interacting on Snapchat. You get to connect with random strangers worldwide. There's no age verification required to join. And so any student or kid can say they're whatever age and they'll get in and get on this app and can immediately start talking to people. And as I set up the app and I was looking at it, like, within minutes of joining, I was being approached by people in a way that I definitely don't want my kids to be approached. So I would look out for that one. We have labeled it a red zone app because we think it's a little dangerous for kids to be on. But it's interesting because a lot of people are using it as a dating app. And even though in their guidelines, it says that this is for friendships only, I think a lot of people are going there to meet, you know, make more romantic relationships. That's one of the ways that students are using social media these days.
Yeah, I think so too. And one of the big questions that we've really been trying to answer in our guides is, why do students want to be on this app? Because this is so different from what we experienced growing up. I think a lot of parents just don't connect with that desire of why kids want to use some of these apps. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, if one student says it's a dating app and then start talking about what they're doing and who they're meeting and all these interesting people, it just makes everybody else want to do it. So it's a hard one. I think this is a good discussion for families that if you see it's a teal box with a face that's winking, you can't miss it. It's a really cute icon. Mm-hmm. If you see that on your kids' devices, maybe it's worth having a conversation. Why do you want to be on this? Show me how you want to do it. And if they're asking for it, our number one recommendation recently has been to get on any app that your kids are asking to use and try it out for yourself. That's the best way to go in and see. And most likely you will be approached by the same type of people that Andrea was approached with when she did the research. So you will get that sense for yourself of whether it's good or not for your student and how to talk to your student about it. We hope that parents are helping students make the right decisions and learn how to make those right decisions.
Yes. Like right now, I was thinking about this. The world, like when we were growing up, we dated or were friends with the people that you saw on a regular basis. You know, the kids you went to school with, your neighborhood friends, maybe a sports team or a church. Now these kids, they have like, well, people in general have literally the whole world to choose from. It's overwhelming. And as a parent, kind of scary, but also amazing because they can connect. There are connections to be made and benefits out there for it. But we just have to also keep those kids safe and protected as much as we can.
Yeah, I hope that that is what parents are seeing from Smart Social is we are trying to show you the pros and the cons of these different apps. And if it fits for your family in a red zone, it fits for your family. But the decision is yours. And we just want to help you make that informed decision. So the other thing that we know kids do on social media a lot are social media challenges. Again, we are really trying to focus on both the pros and the cons of social media challenges. In the past, we have only talked about dangerous social media challenges, but we know there's good ones out there too. So overall at Smart Social, we want to help students learn how to shine online and make a good positive presence for themselves using social media. And sometimes that comes with some really good social media challenges. So this month we are really diving into what are social media challenges? Why do students want to be on them? What kind of things are they participating in? What makes them like it? You know, just all the things that as a mom that I don't really get it other than watching some funny videos in the evening to relax. I would never want to participate in any of those, but our kids do. So we're trying to help other moms and other parents understand why kids want to participate and how to have really good conversations with your kids so that they're participating in good challenges, not the ones that have either physical damage or long-lasting consequences when that is what their reputation online ends up being.
And we're going to talk to some experts this month as well and hear their views on social media challenges and hear what they have to say about the different pros and cons. And maybe we can look at them in a different way. And we'll definitely get some tips on how to approach it as a family.
And with kids going back to school, once everybody comes back in the building, yes, they all have their phones in their hands, but they are still talking to each other. Did you see that on TikTok or did you see that challenge? So even if they have to lock up their phones when they are at school, they're still talking about this stuff. So we want to help guide their conversations into talking about the good ones. And if a bad one comes up, giving them the skills to think critically about it. And is that something I should be laughing at or participating in? And just helping them build those critical thinking skills.
And the element of planning, like if you want to participate in it, okay, let's talk it through, figure out the dangers of it, but also let's come up with a plan. Like let's be organized about it. So I think it's a good opportunity for kids to use some of those skills and develop some organizational skills as well.
And we really hope that our timing helps teachers and educators with this right now too, because a lot of dangerous social media challenges that we covered hit schools really hard last year. It's just heartbreaking to see the videos of people destroying bathrooms or the no budge walk when they would just push through a crowded high school hallway and push people down. Hopefully this is good timing to start your school year by setting the ground rules of let's talk about social media challenges. Let's get it out in the open. Let's participate in some good ones. Let's, you know, identify the bad ones and talk about them as a group and figure out a way to not encourage our peers to participate and damage our community. So the end of this month, we will have a very special email only for our VIP members that we will summarize the best tips from all of the interviews of our students, our experts, of parents talking about social media challenges. So if you are a VIP member, be on the lookout for that email. We will also link to the VIP only resource all about social media challenges as well, with all of those in-depth tips and information that we have.
It's going to be an exciting school year for everyone.
It is going to be an exciting school year. I think that is the vibe. We have been back in school for a week now, and you know, I've been to a couple PTA meetings and meet the teacher and events, and everybody is just so excited for this new year. We are in school. We are all here. We are moving forward. We hope that there are no more big surprises. But you know what? The last 3 years have taught us that if there is a big surprise, we will deal with it and we will all continue moving on. So we hope to join you again in a couple of weeks. We have a new team member named Ashley, who is also a mom. She has 3 kiddos. She came to Smart Social to work with us after being a VIP member. She told us that she loved Mom Talk. So we are excited to hear feedback from other moms. So in a few weeks, you will hear from Ashley, and we would love to hear from you. So smartsocial.com/contact, or leave us a comment wherever you are watching or listening to this video or this podcast. We have lots of places on our website to leave comments. So if you're watching one of our resources, leave a comment, and Andrea, Josh, and I all review those all the time. So we would love to hear from you. Let us know that you're listening and what you would like to hear more of. All right. I think that's it for us. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the smartsocial.com podcast with this week's topics from Beth and Andrea. If you enjoyed the Mom Talk discussion that we had today about all things social media from a mom's perspective, we invite you to join the smartsocial.com VIP program. As a very informed parent VIP member, you will learn about the dangers and benefits of social media for your kids and get tips every week to keep your family safe online, and most importantly, to teach your students how to shine online. We have over 130 detailed app guides that cover apps like TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and 100 plus apps you might not have heard of, but your students may have visited or downloaded. Find out more and join today at smartsocial.com/VIP. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review so we can continue to help more parents and educators just like you. I'm your host, Josh Oakes. As always, remember to keep it light, bright, and polite. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.